Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled True Witness. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Now go to John, the third chapter. I'm thinking about closing. John, the third chapter. And I want you to see something that's very enlightening. I had not always seen what I'm about to share with you. I did not always know it was this way. I had different ideas than what I'm sharing with you now that I've come to see. And it's helped me tremendously to understand this life, this world, the way things are. What do we know about the whole world? It's lying in darkness. Minds are blinded. People are not seeing. And it is a lot of people not seeing because of ignorance, but there's also a lot of people are not seeing because they have closed their eyes. They don't want to see it. It's there to see. They actually caught a glimpse of it one time, but they don't want to see it. And that's the part I didn't always see. I thought, well, the biggest problem is ignorance. People just don't know. And there is a lot of that. But there's a whole lot of folks that have heard something and have seen something. But they closed their eyes to it. And they chose to stay in the dark. Would anybody do that? Millions are doing that. They don't want to see the light. Now, you know, physically, the way it happened, how the enemy was able to move the people to kill Jesus, to crucify him, he accomplished it through false witnesses. Didn't he? Yeah. Just like witnesses are powerful for good, they can be an evil force. And the Bible said their witnesses didn't even agree. They couldn't get their story straight. Trying to testify against Jesus, telling lies and false things about him. Then why was the Sanhedrin and the people, why were they able to come to a final judgment and go, yeah, that's good. We got testimony. We got proof. Why? They didn't care about the truth. They didn't care about the truth. They just wanted to shut him up, which is what the enemy wanted. And we got to understand that we're supposed to be a witness of the truth, but don't be shocked if somebody don't want to hear it. When an honest person hears the truth, you know what they'll do? When an honest man or an honest woman is presented with clear, obvious evidence, multiple eyewitnesses, evidence in the natural, what will they do? They will admit it, won't they? If they're honest, they'll admit it. But if you're not an honest heart, you don't care if it's true or not. No amount of evidence can persuade you. You don't care. If that's the case, no amount of witnesses, no amount of evidence will convince you. You are unpersuadable. By choice. And what's happening through the whole earth is the Word of God, the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart and mind, is showing which are good hearts and which are not. Amen. Come on. Come on, can you see this? Yes. This is happening through each successive generation. And people are proving by their response to truth and light what's really in them, good or bad. I know it's sobering thinking, but it's the truth. John 3, are you there? John 3:11, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say to you, we speak that we know and testify what we've seen, and you receive not our witness." Can you imagine the truth himself, the Word made flesh, looking at these people and telling them the truth, and they just flat rejected it? They said, "We don't care." They didn't want to know the truth. They didn't want to see it. And if they didn't receive him, then there'll be folks that don't receive us. Yes. Don't fall off your chair over it. Right? Don't be shocked when it happens. I found out a long time ago, not everybody would be ready to receive me when I preached and taught. You want everybody to like you. You want to get along. I've had people follow me down the hall after I preach going, "I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't like you." I've had people wait on me out in the parking lot. I thought they were going to take a swing at me. They were so mad they could hardly talk. That one guy, I think I made him madder. He said, "I don't like you." I said, "You just don't know me." I said, "If you knew me, you'd like me." I think that made him madder. But did everybody receive Jesus?
No.
Did everybody receive Paul and Peter?
No.
Well, who are we? There's some going to receive us and believe it and rejoice. And there's some that's not. That's just how it is. But this is what's happening in John 3:19. Jesus said, "This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world." And what happened? Men loved darkness instead of light. People are seeing truth and lies, and millions are going, "I'll take the lies." Light and darkness, and millions are going, "I'm going to stay in the dark." Aren't you thankful for the grace and mercy of God that He helped you to say, "No, I want out. I want the light. Show me the truth. I don't care how it shows me up and makes me look and what I got to change. Give me the truth. Give me the truth. Because the truth. Lies blind and lies bind. But the truth lets you see, and the truth makes you free." This is a condemnation. Light's come into the world. Now let's back up. Right now, who is the light of the world? You are. You're the light. I'm the light. We're the light. And light is manifested through our lives, through our witness, through our testimony. And some will see it and go, "That is true. I'm going with you next Sunday. That is true." Let's pray right now. Some are honest when they see the truth. Others are not honest. They're dishonest. They'll act like they don't see it, and they do. And they'll choose darkness instead of light, and you can't change that. But I was saying, I've learned, you know, some people are going to like what I preach, and some people are not. Some people are going to receive it, some people are not. I've learned to just preach to everybody like they're going to love it. I just preach to everybody like they're going to receive it. And if they don't, I go, "Next? Next? Do you want this?" Right? And I preach to them. I just preach to all of them like they're going to want it. And if they don't, what do I do?
Next.
Next. Do you want it? Right? That's not my job. Men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They didn't want to change. They want to keep doing what they know is wrong. They don't want anybody talking to them about it. Jesus said, "The world hates me because I testify against it, that its deeds are evil." Keep reading. That's verse 19. "Everyone that does evil does what? Hates." Are there people in this world that hate the light?
Yes.
Oh, they do. They get venomous about it. "Neither come to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that does truth comes to the light." Come on, do you love the light?
Yes.
Love the light. Love the truth. "That his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." Oh, thank you, Lord. We are children of light. We have this light in these earthen vessels, this wonderful, amazing treasure. And when we act on what he tells us to do, I want you to notice in Proverbs, I believe it is, what happens. Man, this is one of the greatest verses about this. In Proverbs 14 and 25, don't take it personal if people don't accept your testimony. There are people that didn't accept Jesus himself. You're not above him. Don't take it personal. But just say next. Next. Do you want to hear this? Because there are people who do want to hear it.
Amen.
There are people that, just like you, how many are thankful and would say how beautiful the feet of them that brought the good news to me? You can be that to somebody else. You don't have to be a preacher. You don't have to be a pastor or an evangelist or missionary. You can be that. You can be that light, that spark, that twinkle in the pitch dark that begins to enlighten their ears and heart. And they will be honest enough that when they hear it, they won't be able to get away from it. They'll think, you know, they really act like they believe that. They really talk. I mean, you look them in the eye, it sounds like that really happened. And they won't be able to get away from it. And they'll want to talk to you again about it next week. And they will come in. They will come all the way in.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. What happens with a true witness? A true witness does what? Can you see why you are such a threat to the devil? Why he works so hard to shut us up and shut us down? Because what souls are getting delivered? The ones under his blindness and darkness and control. Every time somebody gets saved and comes into the light, he suffers casualties.
That's right.
He lost somebody.
Yes.
Not only that, they themselves, the one he lost now, becomes a threat
That's
too.
Right.
Is that right? This thing is just getting out of hand.
Good.
He had one righteous man who was the light of the world, who had the Spirit of God on him, and he messed up his business all over the place. And then on the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came and filled all of them and their witnesses, and now all of us, and this thing is just breaking across the earth like light. Come on, can you see it?
That's right. Right.
You just about any continent, any town you want to go to. There might not be as obvious, but you keep nosing around, you go find one of us.
Amen.
Right? You find one of us. We may be a different color, a different language, or a different culture, but it's the same Spirit. Same Spirit. Same Spirit. And you stand still for 2 minutes, we will tell you
Amen.
What God has done for us. And the Holy Spirit himself will come get involved and manifest and cause it to become effective and powerful.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series True Witness, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.